Well, thank you very much. You're listening to WETF, the jazz station, South Bend, Indiana. My name is John Clark, and this is The Jazz Focus. Thank you for joining us this week, and we're going to be focusing today on a few different recordings that were made by a certain band. This was led by the pianist James DePogne, who was active in Chicago during the 1990s and into the early 2000s as well. The band was. DePogne was actually a faculty member in the music department at the University of Michigan at the time. He was, in addition to being a piano player and an academic, he was a composer and an arranger, and he arranged most of the sides that we're going to be listening to today, although, as we will find, a couple of them were based on publisher's stock arrangements from the 1920s. As I said, he was a young musician in the 1960s who was just getting into jazz when he was included on a recording that was made by the band, the original Salty Dogs, which is kind of the key band in the traditional jazz scene in Chicago of the 50s and 60s. This was a band that, or a recording that they made backing the singer Clancy Hayes. And we've done a podcast on Clancy Hayes that featured some of those recordings. You can find my podcasts on anchor.fm. It's also called The Jazz Focus. Also carried on Spotify, Apple, and many other fine platforms. So that recording, I believe, was his debut recording on cornet. He was, of course, more known as a piano player, and he put this band, the Chicago Jazz Band, together in the mid-70s, and he accompanied some jazz stars like Sippy Wallace and other people on record. But we're going to focus on three recordings. I guess they were made as LPs as well as CDs back in the 90s. These were done for Discovery Records, and we will hear a couple from another session that he did backing a singing trio called the Chenille Sisters, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So we started with Delta Bound, which was a tune by Alex Hill, an African-American composer and arranger, did some marvelous work with different songs in the 1930s. He arranged for other bands. Duke Ellington recorded Delta Bound as well. It might have been based on the Hill arrangement. This recording certainly was. It featured the musicians that we're going to be hearing through most of this show for this next hour or so. We're going to hear John Eric Kelso on trumpet and cornet. He's playing nowadays with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks and in New York. We're going to hear Bob Smith on trombone. Kim Cusack, who was the clarinet player for the original Salty Dogs, basically the whole lifespan of that band. He's playing clarinet and alto on here, occasionally baritone sax as well. Russ Whitman will be playing the lower reeds, most of the baritone sax, along with tenor sax and some clarinet as well. He's in Connecticut these days, playing with the Galvanized Jazz Band. Of course, we're going to hear DePogne playing piano. He had a wonderful sense of Jelly Roll Morton style, but he did excellent stride and swing playing as well. Rod McDonald on guitar and banjo, Mike Korob on bass, Wayne Jones on drums, and there will be a couple of other guest stars and additions later on. We'll talk about them. So on Delta Bound, we heard some fine baritone sax by Russ Whitman, as well as clarinet by Kim Cusack. For the next tune, Hot Club Stomp, we heard Russ Whitman switching over to tenor sax, and also fine performances by the other horn players, Kelso on trumpet, Smith on trombone, and Cusack on clarinet, and of course the leader on piano. And I'll mention, Delta Bound was taken from a 1992 album for Discovery called Laughing at Life. Hot Club Stomp was taken from the CD called Hot Club Stomp, which was released in 1994 on Discovery. So for our next set, we're going to start with a 1993 CD that or recording that came out by the Chicago Jazz Band called Jelly Roll Blues. And this actually was called Original Jelly Roll Blues. And this featured the band that I just mentioned, along with a couple of additions as well. We're going to hear the first two tunes, Midnight Mama and Boogaboo, which in addition to the band I just said, also features Paul Klinger on trumpet, second trumpet, occasionally first trumpet, I think, as well, and Peter Ferran on soprano sax, alto sax, and clarinet. And also we'll hear some tuba playing by another Salty Dogs alum, Mike Walbridge. And as I said, this was from a 1993 album. And these two tunes, Midnight Mama and Boogaboo, were based on publisher's stock arrangements. Morton was recording in the 1920s, and some of his recordings with the Red Hot Peppers became so popular, his publisher, the Melrose Brothers, decided to start issuing stock arrangements that other bands could play. And they were usually for 10-piece dance bands. And the notes that DePogne wrote say that when Morton went out on the road with a larger band, he often played from these publisher's stocks, including his own tunes. So those two tunes will be from that album. Then we're going to go back to the Hot Club Stomp album and hear Christopher Columbus, the great riff tune made famous by Fletcher Henderson's band in 1936 and composed by his tenor sax player, Chew Berry. And we're going to finish up that set with that other album that I mentioned featuring the Chenille Sisters. And the Chenille Sisters are Cheryl Doughty, Connie Huber, and Grace Morand. And they made some videos, I think some with the DePogny Band, that showed up on public television quite regularly back in those days. So they were pretty well known. So they put out this album in 1992 called What You Gonna Swing Tonight. And it was issued on Red House Records. And it features the same core band, except David Sager plays trombone instead of Bob Smith. And we're going to hear a tune from that that had some popularity in the 30s. There was a Betty Boop cartoon that featured the heroine singing this tune, which is At the Codfish Ball. So those are our four tunes for this set. Midnight Mama, Boogaboo, Christopher Columbus, and At the Codfish Ball. Thank you.
Thank you. next Friday night. You're all invited to dance from 8 to 5. All the fishes still alive are having a ball. It's some affair, they'll all be there, from the herring to the whale. They'll turn out to shake a scale in Neptune's hall.
We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. Jellyfish wave to and fro at the codfish ball.
Finn and Hattie lead the eel through an Irish reel. The catfish is a dancing man, but he can
like the sardine can. Strutting left and right, mini moochin', what a night. There won't be a hook in sight at the codfish ball.
James DePagny's Chicago Jazz Band, and we finished up with At the Codfish Ball, with that band backing the Chenille Sisters from that album from 1992 on Red House called What You Gonna Swing Tonight. We're going to hear a couple more tunes from that album coming up. We started out that set with two from the 1993 original Jelly Roll Blues album for Discovery, Midnight Mama and Boogaboo. Midnight Mama has a strain in it that really was Whinin' Boy. As I mentioned, that was recorded by Benny Moten's band. It was one of those sort of multi-themed tunes that was shifted around in a number of recordings, but this is the recording, this is a version that was taken from the stock arrangement that DePagny mentions in the liner notes. I think we heard Paul Klinger on the trumpet solo there in the middle, along with some very fine trombone by Bob Smith. Then in Boogaboo, we heard John R. Kelso playing a growly, almost Cootie Williams-style trumpet solo in the middle of Boogaboo, with Paul Klinger towards the end playing the open solo. We also heard some very nice clarinet, I believe by Kim Cusack, on that one. Then Christopher Columbus, nice swingy, riffy arrangement done in the late 30s style. The DePagny band really ranged around quite a bit. DePagny himself was a fine ragtime piano player. Of course, he featured the music of Jelly Roll Morton quite a lot. He published the great edition of Jelly Roll Morton pieces that is in so many music libraries, and wrote notes to the Morton Library of Congress recordings when they were reissued as well. So we heard some very good Russ Whitman in there, I think on tenor sax, also Kim Cusack on clarinet, Bob Smith on trombone, John R. Kelso on trumpet, and of course Jim DePagny on piano, Rod McDonald on guitar, also some banjo in there, Mike Carrub on bass, and Wayne Jones on drums. So our next set's going to start out with a couple more backing the Chenille Sisters. Really quite a good close harmony group in the style of the Boswell Sisters or the Andrews Sisters, or somewhere in the middle there, I suppose. We're going to hear a nice swing arrangement of the tune I Want to Be Happy, and this was recorded by many bands in the middle 1930s. Chick Webb's band, Benny Goodman's band, quite a few other ones as well. And we're going to hear the words here as well. Then we're going to hear a blues tune called Tell Me, Baby. And this is credited to the band leader, Jim DePagno. Here's some very good baritone sax work by Russ Whitman in here, as well as other solos, too. So those two will be followed by one from the Hot Club Stomp album that I mentioned from 1994. This is Mobile Bay, and this was a feature for the cornet player Rex Stewart. So it features here John Eric Kelso very well. This was done on one of Stewart's recording sessions using members of the Duke Ellington band. Stewart was a member of that band from the mid-30s up until the early 1940s and did quite a lot of work before and after, and he re-recorded this number several times as well. Then we're going to finish up with an instrumental from the Chenille Sisters album called Bye Bye Blues, and this will also feature some great baritone sax in the ensemble and in solo by Russ Whitman. So those are our four tunes for this set with the Chenille Sisters. I Want to Be Happy and Tell Me Baby, then Mobile Bay and the Bye Bye Blues.
But I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth-giving. Why can't I give you some too? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Thank you.
be free to let me know. I don't have to hang around here. I've another place to go. Tell me, baby.
Tell the answer, tell me no. Gotta tell me, baby. Tell me, stay or tell me, go.
Thank you.
we had time to slip in a Lucky Strike extra there. We ended up with Pardon Me, Pretty Baby, which was a tune from the 1930s. Joe Venuti recorded that, but the recording that this was based on was done in Europe by Benny Carter. In fact, I think we've put that on a Benny Carter podcast in the past. And that featured all the horn players. In fact, they switched around a little bit. Kim Cusack played alto sax on that. I believe the clarinet solo was by Russ Whitman, and then the tenor solo was by Russ Whitman as well. So, very good, interesting performance of that. And that came from the Hot Club Stomp album as well. Bye Bye Blues preceded that. That was from the Chenille Sisters album, although this was an instrumental. That featured some very nice baritone sax by Russ Whitman, as well as good playing by everybody else, and some fine piano by DePogny. Also heard some drums, a drum solo by Wayne Jones. Not a whole lot of Wayne Jones drum solos on record, but we had two in that set, and that was one of them. Before that was Mobile Bay, that showed off the abilities of John Eric Kelso, I believe on cornet on that one, doing his, I won't say imitation, but tribute to Rex Stewart, with the half-valving and some of the plunger mutes as well. Also some tenor sax by Russ Whitman, calling to mind Ben Webster from that same period and those same recording sessions done with Duke Ellington's musicians. I should mention that was from the Hot Club Stomp album as well. And then we started out with the two vocal tunes by the Chenille Sisters. I Want to Be Happy, a nice up-tempo, rollicking performance. All those arrangements, I believe, were done by DePogny. And that featured some good piano, some great rhythm playing as well, and that first drum solo by Wayne Jones. Then we had, after that, Tell Me, Tell Me, Pretty Baby, a blues performance. Blues done by DePogny, or composed by DePogny, I should say, and featuring the Chenille Sisters and all of the soloists as well. Most effectively, the leader on piano and Bob Smith on trombone. So thank you very much for joining us today. You've been listening to The Jazz Focus. That's what you've been listening to. I'm John Clark, and you're listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana. I hope you make a little time in your week to join us for some of these different Jazz Focus programs that we are doing. We have time to do two more tunes by James DePogny's Chicago Jazz Band, featuring the same group. We're going to start out with the Duke Ellington Juan Tizol tune, Caravan. This is based on the original version of that tune that was recorded by Barney Bagard in his Jazzipagers, and it is a slightly different form. Most people hear a Caravan, and it is an AABA form, but on that original recording, it was actually AAB, and then just repeated over and over again. With some nice clarinet by Kim Cusack, and some baritone sax again by Russ Whitman, some piano, trumpet, and trombone. And then we're going to finish up with a Dixieland tune, and this is taken from the book and the arrangement of Bud Freeman's Summa Cum Laude Band, and the notes say they don't know who did the arrangement, but I believe most of those arrangements were done by the trombone player Brad Gowans, and this is kind of a tribute to that. And this features all of the horn players, with Russ Whitman on tenor, Kim Cusack on clarinet, John Eric Kelso on trumpet, and Bob Smith on trombone. It's called That Dada Strain, going back to the 1910s. So thank you again. This is John Clark in the Jazz Focus. Hope you enjoyed this program, and we'll take you out with James DePogny's Chicago Jazz Band. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.